Senate Democrats delay nomination vote over inexperienced, controversial FAA nominee. By Sean Moran on March 22, 2023. The Senate Commerce Committee delayed on Wednesday a nomination vote to advance President Joe Biden's Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, nominee out of committee. Senator Maria Cantwell, DWE, the chair of the committee, said a vote on FAA nominee Phil Washington is moving to a future date pending information that members have been seeking. Senate Commerce Committee Ranking Member Ted Cruz, RTX, cheered the nomination's delay during the hearing on Wednesday, saying, "I am glad to hear that the committee is considering delaying consideration of the nomination of Phil Washington. Phil Washington has been before this committee for some time now. And I think every member of this committee knows that Mr. Washington is not qualified for the position for which he is nominated." Representative Sam Graves, RMO, the chairman of the House Transportation Committee, has also expressed opposition to Washington's nomination. Senate Commerce Committee Republicans have contended that Washington has zero aviation safety experience, and that safety experience is needed more than ever. Cruz and Senator Ted Budd, RNC, wrote in an op-ed for the Washington Examiner this week. "These serious safety challenges at the FAA are stark reminders of why it's so important for the head of the agency to have extensive aviation experience, especially in aviation safety. The FAA, on an average day, is responsible for ensuring safe air travel for more than 45,000 flights and nearly 3 million airline passengers. With the stakes so high, it's irresponsible to entrust the role of protecting millions of Americans who fly with a person who needs on-the-job training. Yet, that's exactly what we have with President Joe Biden's nominee to serve as FAA Administrator, Phil Washington. Little of Washington's career has touched aviation. After serving in the military, Washington worked as a transit executive in Denver and Los Angeles, dealing with train and bus systems. Less than 2 years ago, he became CEO of Denver International Airport, a job that primarily involves overseeing the airport's shopping, dining, parking, and buildings-not aviation matters. Notably, in this role, he has neither significant involvement with the airport's flight operations nor does he oversee air traffic controllers, pilots, and aircraft. The FAA is entrusted with keeping the flying public safe. Biden's pick to lead the FAA has zero aviation safety experience. The safety responsibilities of the FAA are too important. Phil Washington is not qualified," the Senate Commerce Committee wrote in early March. Senate Democrats have expressed concerns over Washington's perceived lack of qualifications for the position. Politico noted that Senators Jackie Rosen, DNV, and Kristen Sinema, IOZ, have not taken a position on Washington. Rosen said during a March 1 hearing, "And I'd also briefly like to speak about concerns I have about the nominee's qualifications for the important position to which he has been nominated. Travel and tourism are the backbone of Nevada's economy. Our airports are the gateways to everything that we have to offer, everything that we do. And therefore it is incredibly critical that we have an FAA administrator with deep experience promoting safe, efficient air travel. And so I do look forward in the coming weeks to learning more about your record, Mr. Washington, and whether you're adequately prepared for the position." In the past, Cantwell has called for the leader of the FAA to have a clean record of safety. She said in 2019, "But at this time of unprecedented challenges involving aviation safety, we also need to be absolutely certain that the person chosen to lead the FAA has a clean record on safety and the ability to help restore the public's trust in the FAA." Representative John Garamendi, DCA, FAA, dot should appear before Congress every 6 months. Fixing air traffic systems is too slow, far too expensive. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.